Howdy, Parts. This is John Peel's music on BFBS in all of the usual holiday capitals of the world and on the 107.8 FM Forces Radio at the Royal Tournament. Single on their own Chemical Underground record label. Those are the Delgados from Glasgow and Under Canvas Under Wraps. And also from Glasgow,
I am the man in the glass. I am the man still white. I am the man who's free. I am the man with blood in his hands. I am the man full of life. I am the man who's free. I'm the man who's free.
Not absolutely their best record, it must be said, but they bought me a beer last time I was in Glasgow, and I like them as lads, so their records get played. That's the kind of ruthless way that I act. That's AC Acoustics, I Messiah Am Jailer, on kind of rather dull grey vinyl. And this is from Zion Train. Toby's Garden. This is Zion Train from their forthcoming LP, not in the shops yet. This is Tubby's Garden, presumably a tribute to King Tubby's. And this next from the Swirlies, from their current LP, it's called Pony. Actually, interesting enough, it's not at all. I thought, what have I done there? It's too complicated to explain, but these are the Swirlies, surely. Are they? Something to Those are the Swirlies on Tang Records from San Diego, California. And the tune's called Pony. It comes from their LP called... They spent their wild youthful days in the glittering world of the salons. And this is Teen Generate. Now, yeah, Teen Generate, alas, have broken up. I read in a magazine from the United States in the past couple of weeks. Did their last gig in Japan. People went all the way from Australia. Not that it's all that far, relatively speaking. But went from Australia to see Teen Generate doing their last gig at home in Tokyo or Osaka or wherever it is that they come from. But this is a track from the LP, The Estrus Cocktail Companion, previously available as a set of 7 inches in a box and so forth, but now made available on CD for those of you who didn't manage to get the box the first time around. This is Teen Generate, and let's take another booze. Everybody know it goes down. We sorely missed, that's for sure. Teen Generate, and Let's Take Another Booze. That's from the LP, The Estrus Cocktail Companion. And staying with cocktails, programming. Very wonderful, too. That's by, as far as I can tell, Stereo Cocktail on a record label out of Lübeck, Germany. And it was, well, to them, obviously, it's Der Dritte Mann, the third man theme, if you'd rather. BC Kid.
Yeah.
Also from Germany, as it happens, this is BC Kid and Riot Pump from an LP with that's a rather rude title, which I probably better not give you, despite the fact that this is Forces Radio. This is John Peel's music on BFBS. And here's a new single from Solar Race. And as a great admirer of Solar Race, I've got my reservations about this. I shouldn't tell you this, really, because I'm prejudging it and so forth, but there's not nearly enough shrieking in it, as far as I'm concerned. But you can't have everything, can you? Jot that down on a piece of paper and use it any time you like. Single from Solar Race on Silvertone Records as previously, and that's called Resilient Little Muscle. And not enough shrieking, I think, from Ailey, the singer. And the just the word Ailey will have triggered you to the fact that the next record comes from Eilert Pilam, and he's the Swedish Elvis president, as I'm sure you know. This is for Dirk and Esther. Good to hear from you again, Dirk. And I think you're going to like this, or not like it, as the case may be. This is Eilert Pilam and his version of Heartbreak Hotel.
Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of the lonely street, at Heartbreak Hotel, I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. All through this old discovery, still can't find some room. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. Hello, teeth keep flowering, dress glad, dress it in black. Red being so lonely, sweet, I'll never go. Coming back, I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. If you, baby, leave you to have a tale to tell, Red being so lonely, sweet, that heartbreak will tell. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. All truth is always promised. Some room where walls and broken heart of love will wear a gloom. I get so lonely. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
He's a lad, isn't he, though? Isn't he wonderful? That's Eilert Pilam on John Peel's music from BFBS, from his LP called, of course, Greatest Hits, Heartbreak Hotel. And one hopes, of course, that Eilert is at this very moment working on a new LP. I look forward to it a great deal. And since I spoke to you last, a week ago here on BFBS, I've been contacted by no less than three different advertising agencies who are all anxious to use Eilert's music in their some sort of campaign or other. I wish them well, I must admit, and I hope that Eilert becomes a great global star, which is obviously his wish, and I'd like to see him, Dennis and I were just discussing this, I think Eilert Pilam at the Albert Hall, I think one of those things to kind of yearn for, really. This is Wallpaper, this is members of the band New Bad Things, and it's, you know, it's sort of high-quality lo-fi, I think. In fact, if it's lo-fi records that you like, and I mean, I don't really care about that sort of thing much, I mean, you know, hi-fi, lo-fi, as long as what comes out of it all is pretty neat, then I'm quite satisfied with it. But this is amongst the best lo-fi things that I've heard from Wallpaper, High Roller. one of those sleeves which disintegrates as soon as you touch it. I do hate those little jewel boxes because, you know, when those wings snap off them, see, there you go, you've got us a useless box. Anyway, that's a wallpaper featuring members of New Bad Things, it says, and the track that I played you there was High Roller. Sulky old man. This is Blue, one of several groups over the years that have been called Blue. This is but the most recent. Some moments of loveliness there with Blue, and that's called, from their LP Mexican Church, rather. The track is called She's Machine. I should have followed it, of course. There was a band called Blue that had some involvement, of all things, with, I think, former members of Marmalade had been in it. This was, like, back in the 1970s. And they made, like, one... Well, they made a couple of LPs for RSO Records, I think. But one of them was a huge favourite. I think I voted it my favourite LP whichever year it was. This is incredibly interesting. I'm here, really pleased I told you that. He's an interesting fella, you know, this John Peel. My goodness me, he does tell you some stuff.
Well, time up, but he knows I'm sometime down. Well, I'm sometime up, but he knows I'm sometime down. Sometime I'm here, sometime I'm out of town. When you get lost, sometime you ought to write to me. When you get lost, sometime you ought to write to me. Sometime, babe, I can ease your misery. Well, that boogie wild, huh? Sometime, yeah, babe, I'm sometime on the road. Sometime I'm thinking about you where I go. Sometime, baby, why don't you write to me? Sometime I wonder why don't you write to me? Sometime I get lost and fly your bees in misery. Sometime you know, little babe, I'm all alone. Sometime you know, little woman, I'm all alone. Sometime I miss your love, and baby, while I'm gone.
Refreshing, really, isn't it? Like a cold glass of water, a bit of Lightning Slim every once in a while. That's from the LP Nothing But the Devil on Ace Records, formerly, of course, on the legendary Excello record label. That was called Lightning's Troubles. And this is Pure Morning from their current LP for Radar Records. This is nothing less than fun! You're going to have to talk amongst yourselves here, because I forgot to see which track it is that I'm going to play here next. I put it into the machine, and I haven't got any in for my track number 9 it is. Let's put that back in there, slam the door on it. This is professionalism at its very best. If you're looking for a career in radio, follow me. That was Pure Morning, and a track called Fun on Radar Records from their LP 2-inch Helium Buddha. And the track that I put into the machine without having a check which number track it was, because it's not written anywhere on the sleeve, is Dick Dale, and a track called Nothing Less Than Temple of Giza.
We'll be right back.
What thoughts go through his head, I wonder? The Mighty Dick Dale from the new LP, that's called Temple of Geezer. I mean, that's Geezer, not as in, he's a decent geezer. Or indeed, geezers that water and other things come out of. Or indeed, a geezer as in G-I-Z-A, where there is actually a temple, I think. But this is Geezer, G-I-Z-E-H, probably should be pronounced Geezer. These are the Flaming Stars. Going to be able to ignore that. Really, it's unquestionably there. Those are the Flaming Stars, though, and this is a track from their LP. What can I do? They're just going to carry on doing it, aren't they, until I stop the machine, which I've now done. That was Forget My Name, and I'll try and play it again at another stage. It's probably just a lump of food or something like that that's fallen onto the record, but the, what is the title of the, I've lost the LP, never mind, I'll sort it all out later. By way of recovery, though, this is Javier de Castro, and a track from that Batucada LP, which has been featured once or twice on this programme recently, this programme, of course, being John Peel's Music on BFBS. And this is something called Communic-Ritmo. And if I keep talking long enough, it'll take us up to the news with a reasonable degree of luck. Another 10 seconds or so, and I think we ought to be there. Right. If you'd like to blow a whistle or hit a drum or do something constructive like that, there you go. Good man. We'll be right back.
Voices Radio. BFBS.
This is John Scragg with the BBC News. The news from BFBS, London.
Seven-inch single from, what is the record company called? The Arena Rock Recording Company, Village Station, New York, New York. And it's by Ilya Kuryakin, and it's called Lotus Pool. And I hope that... there may have been a slight mess-up before the news, and I apologise for that if there was, and it spoiled your enjoyment. It's me trying to do something terrifically clever, and frankly, I don't know whether it worked or not. Only you, the listener, would know the answer to that question. Here's a tune for my chum Winston. Thanks very much for the riveting views of Osnabrück. I think I've tried to commit them to memory. From the Fall, DIY Me.
Some man
Well, I hope those of you listening to this programme at the Royal Tournament, there on 107.8 FM, Forces Radio, appreciate the fall. You certainly should. That's a track from their new LP. And I keep getting rather concerned letters from listeners who say that they've seen on the internet, or heard rumours anyway, that the fall are breaking up. And I'd like to be able to say that I know one way or the other whether this is true or not, but I don't. So that's the end of that for the time being. DIY meat. I'll try and find out. But I mean, how do you find out someone? I could. I shouldn't tell you this, but I've actually got Mark E. Smith's phone number, his home phone number, in my address book. But I'd never dare phone him up to me. I can't find out. Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark. It's me. It's John here. And I just imagined what his response would be. And in the same way that I've got Kenny Dalglish's phone number, or an old one of his, anyway, in my book, and I wouldn't dare phone him either. Black Star Liner, this is a track, in fact, the title track from the new LP, Yemen Cutter Connection. It starts fairly quietly, but, you know, they start, I think, pumping up the volume, as you young people say, after a while. He's a vastly entertaining man. Chock is the kind of leader of Black Star Lana. I met him in Leeds recently during Sound City. Was it Sound City? One of those things. Anyway, and as I say, a most diverting man. Black Star Lana and the title track from their first LP on Exp. Well, this is it. Anyway, on their record label, which is actually run, as far as I can tell, by the mighty Fergal Sharkey. He certainly has considerable involvement with it all. Yemen Qatar Connection is the title of it. And here's further confusion. This was recorded in California, but it's issued on a record label, 100 Guitar Mania Records, in fact, from Shibuya Ku in Tokyo. This is Further and Grand View Skyline.
Through space at incredible speed. What is its destination? We'll be right back.
Have you done? That's a Manor Astra man, of course. Could it possibly be anybody else? The Wayward Meteor, which is now on a 7-inch EP on Estrus Records, which is called The Sounds of Tomorrow, along with The Evil Sounds of Planet Spectra, which is on the recent One Louder LP, of course, issued, well, here in Europe. And there are a couple of tracks on the B-side which you may not have heard before, including something called the powerful, fully transistorized Dick Tracy two-way wrist radio, which I'll try to remember to play you in next week's edition of John Peel's Music on BFBS. Before that, it was Further from that Japanese-made LP, and the track I played you there was Grandview Skyline. This next, actually, was... well, I bought... one of the very first 12-inch LPs that I bought was an LP of kind of Piano Boogie Woogie and Blurs, with wonderfully patronising sleeve notes. I wish I'd still got it somewhere, you know, which was supposed to be, you know, terrifically understanding and modern and contemporary, but actually deeply racist, of course. One of the tracks that was on there was Detroit Rocks by Montana Taylor, Montana Taylor, I suppose he probably would have called himself, and... I'm going to play you that now because it's reappeared on an LP called Piano Blues and Boogie, actually. That's Montana Taylor, recorded in Chicago in 1929. I didn't have to look that up. I mean, you don't know that, for I could be lying to you, but I'm telling you the truth, because I always do. That's the kind of chap I am. Montana Taylor and Detroit Rocks, and it's now on an LP on Indigo Records with a load of other good things, which is called either Strut That Thing, which is quite an attractive title, or The Essential Recordings of Piano Blues and Boogie, which is, frankly, rather a boring title, I think. And this next is called Turbulence. It's by Speaking in Tongues, and I particularly like the bits where it kind of... You'll hear it as the record goes by, that are the bits where it kind of goes muffled, and you'll think there's something wrong with your radio, but don't do anything to your radio. Don't stand up and you can stand up and shake it about if you like, make you feel as though you're participating in the programme in some way, but it's all supposed to happen that way. Anyway, what is he talking about? fantastically clever segue, which I'm sure you never spotted at all. That was Flying Saucer Attack and a tune called Bare Trees, and it comes from an LP, double LP in fact, double CD, called Sucker, S-U-C-C-O-U-R, that kind of sucker, which is a benefit LP in favour of the magazine Ptolemaic Terrascope, and features, well, you know, loads, I mean, I can't go through the list of people, there's about 40 bands on there, I'm not going to start on that, be here all afternoon or night or whichever time of day you listen to this programme. Flying Saucer Attack were preceded by Speaking in Tongues and a track called Turbulence, and as I say, that's mainly in the programme because of those bits where it goes muffled. I'm awfully pleased by very simple things, that's probably some sort of a jackdaw in a previous existence, I suspect. This is the Delta 72. I like their style. That's the Delta 72 on Touch and Go Records. They come from Washington, D.C. And Rich Girls Like to Steal was the title of that. And from, actually, probably from the other Washington. I mean, the one in the north of England, or thereabouts, anyway. International. It'd be nice if they... I mean, let's pretend that they were, because then you'll think, again, production. International Strike Force.
There he goes. He's the hero. He gets the girl. The story goes... He's real. Don't cry.
comes from an LP called Love Is. And it's got a little bit of the end there too as well. But I think, you know, you could do without that. International Strike Force, and that's called So Macho. And I've been juggling with bits of paper. I can't remember whether last week I mentioned to you here on John Peel's Music from BFBS that Sheila, my wife, had been actually dangerously ill. But she, you know, her recovery continues, and she gets stronger. And I'm afraid grumpier, but they did warn me that this was a likelihood with the medicine that she's been taking with every passing day. And frankly, I'm jolly pleased to see her being grumpy. But she's alert enough to be able to pick one or two records anyway, and so this is her choice for this week, and it comes from Neuron Remixes. That is the name of the artist. It's actually, once again, it's Gordon Tennant, as most things are, but he's calling himself Neuron Remixes here. Coco's theme, The Barbarian Mix. sooner than you think, actually, pal. Neuron remixes on John Peel's music from BFBS, Coco's theme, The Barbarian Mix, and this is from an LP by Heartworms. I don't need to know. A little je ne sais quoi on the Dala record label from San Francisco, California. Yes, that's San Francisco. Heartworms, and it comes from an LP called Enemies, and the tune was I Don't Need to Know. This is Jar Warrior, a shanty dub. Jar Warrior, this is, and a shanty dub, and it comes from an LP which is called African Tribes Dub, I think, is it? Yes, it is indeed called that. And there are handy little maps on the back of it to show you where each of those tribes is actually based in Africa. And the man, Doug Wardrop, of course, is 50% of Jar Warriors. It seems to be 50% of almost everything these days, the other half being S. Moscow. That was a shanty dub, did I tell you that? And the last record that I have for you as we go off the air is On the Air. And it's by Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans from sometime, I suppose, in the 1930s. About the only thing that my mum and dad used to agree about was in their admiration for Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. And, well, that's it. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of John Peel's Music on BFBS. Thanks to Manos, I meant to mention this earlier on in the programme, for the handy postcard of Barcelona. And I'll be back with you in a week's time. Thank you.
Voices Radio. BFBS.